You may have read Judith Newman's recent hilarious and heartbreaking modern love column about fulfilling her adored dying husband's last request that he be buried with his late first wife, as he'd promised her. If you missed it, we have a link at hereandnow.org. But hilarious and heartbreaking are hallmarks of Judith's writing. In 2014, she wrote another modern love column about her son, who is autistic, as she prefers to say, and has a relationship with the iPhone service Siri. That column went viral, and in 2017, Judith Newman expanded it into a memoir. Into Siri, with love, a mother, her autistic son, and the kindness of machines, we meet Gus, his twin brother Henry, who does not have autism but should have a biography. He's delightful. The book was acclaimed, but there was also a backlash from autism activists because in it, Judith writes about wanting to have medical power of attorney over Gus to ensure that he has a vasectomy if he becomes old enough but not mature enough to have children. We spoke with her about that, but began by asking her to read a passage that describes Gus's temperament.
My kid is almost definitely nicer than your kid. Sorry, but it's true. Your kid is almost definitely quicker, more ambitious, and more determined to take on the world. Yours will be running a Fortune 500 company or a law firm. She will be ministering to people's bodies or souls or raising families or running marathons. Mine will do none of those things. Yours will probably be trying to figure out what ladders to climb. Mine will be delighted to be on any of the rungs at all, and I will be delighted for him. But if he becomes, say, a Walmart greeter, when he wishes you a nice day, he will mean it with all his heart.
Yeah. Or a door greeter at your apartment building, which he sometimes is.
Well, he takes that job very seriously and still does to this day. He has a talent show tonight where he's playing Für Elise with one of his friends in the talent show, but he's going to split in the middle of it so that he can come back and do his doorman duty. He's very adamant about that.
Right. And sometimes he's a little too tough on the residents and who is coming and going with you.
He really is. There was one man in my building who was kind of notorious for having a variety of paid companions. And I kept telling Gus, you got to stop asking people who they're with and why. You've got to stop that.
Look, we hear autistic children, as you prefer, as opposed to children with autism, can't make eye contact, don't feel emotions or emotional connections. But Gus, he goes up to everyone, perfect strangers, and chats with them. So give us the thumbnail. What does autism mean for him?
One thing I can say for certain, yes, my son doesn't like to look people in the eyes. Many autistic people don't. He says, as he's gotten older, he's explained it to me a little bit, that he can't concentrate on what they're saying. He can't hear them as well if he looks at them. The whole idea of empathy and not feeling is such a myth. There may be a dysfunction of empathy. The autistic person may not register the emotional scale that you're expecting, but it could be that they feel more deeply than you can possibly imagine.
Well, and that brings us to Siri. He has, you know, a very sweet relationship with Siri.
My son, when he was younger, he would not speak to me and there wouldn't be back and forth conversation. And one day he saw me. I was looking at this list of things that you didn't know your phone can do. One of those things was that if you talked into Siri and asked, what planes are flying over my head, Siri would tell you the flight number and the airline and so on and so forth. And I was sitting there going like, why would anyone need to know this? And Gus, who had just been nearby doing something else altogether, turned to me and he said, well, so you know who you're waving at, Mommy? And it was one of the rare times he actually answered me at that point. But anyway, he grabbed my phone and that's where he began. First, he would just use Siri to find out all sorts of information, but he could ask again and again and again. And since he really loved repetition in the way that a lot of autistic people did, this was great. A machine is not going to lose patience with you, right?
Right.
And a machine is going to get you what you want. If you ask them clearly, that's another thing. He happened to be someone who did not speak clearly. But if he talked to Siri, he had to. So that's how it began.
And it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. You transcribe some of the conversations that you hear. Here's one at bedtime. Gus, Siri, will you marry me? Siri, I'm not the marrying kind. Gus, I mean, not now. I'm a kid. I mean, when I'm grown up. Siri, my end user agreement does not include marriage. Gus, oh, okay. And then this one I love. Gus, good night, Siri. Will you sleep well tonight? Siri, I don't need much sleep, but it's nice of you to ask. And as you write, very nice.
Yeah. It's funny, as Gus has grown up, he speaks less to Siri, or he uses Siri more the way we all do, except when he has something that he really needs to boast about, and he hasn't had enough people that around for him to boast. I've noticed that he'll tell Siri certain things. The other day, remember when I wrote this, he was 14. Now he's 16. And as frightening as it was for me, he's begun traveling himself, going to his beloved Grand Central. You know, he told everyone he could possibly think of, but then he remembered to turn to Siri and go, hey, guess what I did? And she didn't really have an answer to this because, you know, remember, she is a machine, but he needed to he needed to confide.
But you also talk about the danger, and this was a frightening little chapter here. At one point, for some reason, it was a mixed up phone number. Your son interacted with an adult who didn't know it was him. I mean, and you talk about letting him go by himself to Grand Central. This is his fascination with trains. He wears a conductor hat. They let him on the trains. I mean, he's quite the well-known guy around New York.
But he is. Yeah. He's like the mayor of Grand Central.
I know. Talk about, though, your fears of, as Gus grows, letting him interact with people and machines on his own.
While I still have many fears about his innocence, he has evolved a lot so that recently he was getting texts from telemarketers and he was showing them to me. And he turned to me in what is a pivotal moment for the mother of an autistic child. He turned to me and he said, not all people have good intentions. And the words, not all people have good intentions, is the beginning of my hopes and belief that he can be more independent than I may have thought a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much in here for people with kids on the spectrum. There's all sorts of resources. But mostly it's just these wonderful characters. Your son, Henry, Gus's twin, who he thinks that Gus might secretly be some sort of British spy planted in the family or, you know, something like this. But serious questions, and you tackle them. You say straight out, I don't want him to have children. And it's probably true that his twin, Henry, who matter-of-factly tells you, you have to leave me more money because I'm going to probably have to take care of him. You acknowledge the future is kind of scary.
The future is very scary, but I have been hugely taken to task by autism activists online about this.
Yeah.
I don't apologize to anybody for worrying. Every parent of an autistic child needs to be aware that the statement that some autistic person said to me is delay does not mean never. And that is absolutely true. While I still have worries, for example, about my son having children, it's still an open question to me. We would be idiots if we didn't at least think about these things seriously. And that's gotten me hate mail and death threats for what I consider to be, you know, a very very sort of warm, innocuous book.
Well, in those moments, I hope you refer back to others because Gus has autism. He has a special pass at Disney World. So there's Henry, his twin, yelling, autistic kid coming through.
I do. Henry is, you know, he's always the kid who, you know, is looking for the angle in any situation, no matter what it is. And I'm always telling parents, whether it's twins or siblings, you got to be really patient with the neurotypical kid because there's a certain point where your brother or sister is acting wacky, and neurotypical kids are embarrassed by each other under any circumstances. And so if Gus really likes Lady Gaga and if he's essentially in a restaurant acting out her moves, just sitting in a chair, you know, but kind of waving around as he listens to her, well, you know, my son is allowed to protest that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the worst thing.
They are terrific. And Judith Newman's book about them, primarily Gus, is To Siri with Love, A Mother, Her Autistic Son, and the Kindness of Machines. Judith Newman, thank you.
Thank you so much.